Iqaluit's municipal government has gone public with a plea to the government of Nunavut and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, asking both bodies to address the growing issue of public intoxication in our city. The May 30 news release notes that public intoxication has become an issue of increasing concern for the safety and well-being of all residents, and calls for immediate action necessary to mitigate this issue. Public intoxication poses several risks, including increased crime rates, disturbances in residential areas, and a general sense of insecurity among residents. By working together, the Department of Justice and the RCMP can develop comprehensive strategies for long-term solutions to reduce incidents of public intoxication, provide support and resources for those struggling with substance abuse, and ensure a safer environment for all residents. The City of Iqaluit asks that residents support these efforts by reporting instances of public intoxication to the police, participate in community outreach programs, and promote awareness about the dangers of excessive alcohol consumption. Council emphasizes that community involvement is essential in tackling this issue effectively. Mayor Soloman Awa added that addressing public intoxication is not only about enforcing laws, but also providing the necessary social services and support systems to individuals struggling in Iqaluit. "Our residents deserve a safe community where they can live and thrive," said Awa. "While everyone has the right to choose whether to drink or not, it is important that no one breaks the law. Following the rules is essential to keeping our city peaceful and safe." The municipality said it will strive to ensure the safety of Iqaluit, and is working hard to create safe spaces and public safety measures. This work includes revamping the City of Iqaluit's Public Safety Committee, introducing a community public safety plan, monthly reporting from RCMP to City Council, investment in youth programming.